Okay, let's begin. We're up to Perek Mem. Okay, we're up to Perek Mem Pasuk Zayin. Perek Mem Pasuk Zayin VaYishmu. So we are in the middle here of the story of what's going to soon be the assassination of Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafan. And we commemorate his assassination every single year with the fast of Tzoyim Gedaliah, the Tzoyim Hashvi'i, the fast day of the seventh month. Tishrei is the seventh month, and we commemorate his assassination. And we'll see soon all the details. But right now, at this point in time, we are in the middle of describing the story of what happened post Churban. The Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar's army, Nebuzaradan, and the ninth day of Chodesh Av. And we had a discussion that it's not so simple that it was the ninth day of Chodesh Av. It could very well be that it was the first day of Chodesh Av, the Bayis Rishon. That was a discussion we had. The Machlokes, the Yushavi, the Bavli, even according to the Bavli, it's not exactly so clear. Does that mean that the Churban took place on the ninth day of Av, or does it mean the first day of Av? Because of the Medrash that says that there cannot be a gap of more than 21 days between the breaking of the walls and the Churban. That was we discussed last week, but in this the beginning of this parakman we discussed what happened after the Churban, that the majority of Klal Yisrael were taken down into exile in chains. And Yirmiyahu went with them. Yirmiyahu, he was mishtatef in their tzar, and he went with them, he was taken with them. And then Nebuzaradan came across Yirmiyahu, and he was under the instructions by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar told Nebuzaradan that when you see Yirmiyahu, make sure you do not imprison him, make sure you do not detain him. He shall remain a free man, and give him free choice. Let him decide what he wants to do, if he wants to go to Yerushalayim, or if he wants to go with the Goyla, with the exiles to Bavel. Let him do whatever he wants to do. Okay, that's where we're up to. So now we continue where it says, we're up to Pasuk Zayin, Perek Mem, Pasuk Zayin, VaYishmu Kol Sorei HaChayolim Asher Basodeh. Now we have to understand, when the Churban happened, at the moment of the Churban, many people fled. Many people fled into the fields. Those people living in Yerushalayim, most of them were captured. Many were killed. Many were taken as captives to Bavel. Some were detained in Yerushalayim. But there were many people who escaped the walls of the city, and they fled into the fields. So it says, "Vayishmu sorei hachayolim asher basodeh." The officers of the army that were in the fields, in other words, those who fled, heima they, the anashehem, they and their followers, ki hifkid melech bavel es Gedaliah ben Achikam ba'aretz. They heard that the Nebuzaradan appointed Gedaliah to serve as governor of Yerushalayim. For all of the survivors, all of the people that were permitted to remain in the land.
How many were there?
It says, you know, it actually says in Divrei Hayom, I don't remember, there were not that many. It was a small amount, there wasn't so many.
Like a few thousand?
A few hundred, I think, a few hundred. V'chihifkid itoy anoshim v'noshim v'tof, and it has been deposited with him. He has given the authority to rule over anoshim men, v'noshim women, v'tof, and children. And further, umidalas aretz, and from the homeless. Dalas means the very poor of the land. Measher loy hoglu bavelu, who were not taken into exile to Bavel, they were to be given over to the authority of a Jew, Gedaliahu ben Achikam. Different categories. Anoshim v'noshim v'taf doesn't exactly tell us who these people were. And then it tells a new category, the dalas aretz, the people who were stricken with poverty, people who were homeless. They who were allowed, who did not go into Bavel, they were remaining under his authority. So here, the people in the fields, the people who know the illegals, the people who were just hiding out, now they realize they can come back into the city and they can live a normal life because there is at least a semblance of authority. There is some new leader for Klal Yisrael. So that's exactly what they did. Vayavo el Gedaliah hamitzpas. Now we remember we learned last week that Gedaliah did not stay in Yerushalayim. Gedaliah went to the mitzpah. Mitzpah is in a different area. I don't know exactly. I'm not too good with geography in Eretz Yisrael, but it's somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzpah, and this was basically the the location where the kastim would arrive.
It says the city is believed to be Tel A Nasba, situated approximately 12 kilometers from Jerusalem.
12 kilometers where? Which direction? Okay, 12 kilometers. This was the place where they arrived. When the kastim arrived from Bavel, this was the drop-off center. It's like you go to Eretz Yisrael, so you go to
North.
So north is good. Because Mitzafon, from the north will come the evil. So the drop-off point, the path to go to Bavel, you had to go up north before you would go east. So this was like, you know, you go to Eretz Yisrael, so you go to Ben Gurion Airport, Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is the drop-off point. So Yerushalayim was where the Jews were living, but the place where he wanted to be in order to basically, the Gedalia wanted to negotiate, serve as an advocate for the Jewish people, was the place where all of the officers of the Kastim were, and that was in Mitzpah. So these people, these survivors who were in the fields and now heard that Gedalia was in charge, they came to Mitzpah. So now here we are introduced for the first time to a very evil person. And we are introduced, who was among them? The Yishmael ben Nisanyahu, a very, very wicked person. The Yoichanan, okay, does not tell us who this person is. We don't know much about him. And the Yoinasan, Bnei Koreach. I'm sorry, Yoichanan, the Yoinasan. They were two brothers. Yoichanan and Yoinasan, who were Bnei Koreach. Next was Usiroyo ben Tan Chumes, another person. Uvnei and the children of Ephai HaNitoifasi. And who else? The Zanyahu ben Hamachasi, Hema they the Anshehem, they came to, they were obviously leaders, they were part of the military, and they fled during the siege and during the battle, and they had their underlings, and they fled, and now when order has been restored, they came basically to join up with the governor Gedalia ben Achikam. Now the problem over here was that this person, Yishmael ben Nesanyahu, as we're going to see, he was a very jealous person. Extremely jealous person, because he felt that if anyone should be appointed as the new governor, the new leader of the Jewish people, it should be him. It should be Yishmael ben Nesanyahu, because he was Mizera HaMalucha, he was a descendant of Tzidkiyahu, the last king of the Jewish people, Tzidkiyahu, and he was somehow related to him, and therefore he was very disturbed that Gedalia was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar as the new leader. So ultimately this jealousy came forth in his assassination of Gedalia. Now, Vayishav Alachem Gedalia ben Achikam ben Shafan, Gedalia ben Achikam, he swore to them, Ule'anshem, and to their people, Lamar, Al Tiru Me'avoid HaKastim. Now, why did he have to make a shvua? I'm not exactly sure. In order to bring out the point, in order to emphasize that it's Hashem's Ratzon, it's Hashem's will. I'm assuming that Gedalia received message from Yirmiyah, which we're going to see later on in two parakim from now, that he received message from Yirmiyah that it's Hashem's desire that the people should remain in Eretz Yisrael, do not run away, and they should be submissive to the kastim. They shall serve the kastim. Shavu ba'aretz, do not be afraid of them from serving the kastim. Shavu ba'aretz, live in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ivdu and serve as Melech Bavel, pledge your allegiance, pay homage to the king Nebuchadnezzar and his mercenaries, which were the kastim. Ve'yitav lechem, and they will be good. Va'ani, and Gedalia said, I will sit here, you go back to Yerushalayim, live there. I have to remain here in Washington, because I have to lobby and advocate on behalf of all of my citizens living in Yerushalayim. Va'ani, hidden in Yosheb Mitzpah, I have no choice but to remain in Mitzpah. La'amoy to still lifnei HaKastim, to stand here in government and advocate on your behalf. Asher yovohu eleinu, from the Kastim which are coming upon us. The Kastim are continuously, there's always new arrivals. Every single day there are new people coming, arriving in the region to see what they can extract. Obviously this was a new center, a new source of income. They wanted to exploit all of the natural resources for the Malchus of Bavel. They're coming here continuously. I have to be here and make sure that they don't harm you. They are teming you. Isu, in the meantime, what you should do is, you have some good, healthy young men here. Why don't you make the most out of them and collect, go out into the fields, harvest the vineyards, and harvest the dry figs, and dry fruit and oil. Ve'atemu isu gather yain, wine, the kayitz and dried fruit, v'shemen and oil. V'simu bichleichem, put these things in your utensils. U'shavu b'yarechem asher tifastem, and live in the cities which you have occupied. Okay, now let's see over here. Before we go further, don't go too far. Let's see the mafarshim in these pasuk zayin. Pasuk zayin in the mitzvah does start it. So going to review. You know, I think the battery is dying out. So let me right now. So I got it. It's fading in and out. Here we go. Okay, nice red. Okay, let's see over here. Pasuk zayin. Pasuk zayin in the mitzvah does start it. Pasuk Zayin says, "Asher basodeh, Asher hoyu basodeh beborcha min hoir mitnei hakastim." These people, these soldiers, these officers of the army, they fled into the field in fear of the kastim as they approached and attacked Yerushalayim. It's very, very funny. They were cowards. They were the ones who defected. The people in the city, they remained inside, and these soldiers, they ran away. Hema v'anshehem gam hema shamu gam anshehem shamu. Everyone became aware of the information that Gedaliah ben Achikam has become the governor of Eretz Yisrael. Ki hifkid the Nebuchadnezzar has appointed Baaretz asa'o pokid umemune Baaretz. Nebuchadnezzar has appointed Gedaliah ben Achikam to be the officer, to be the governor of the land. Not only did he appoint him the governor, he allowed a significant number of people to remain living in Yerushalayim. Now, what happened? So who came? These leaders of the army, the generals, with their soldiers, came to Mitzpah to meet with the new, the governor-elect. Now, he wasn't the elect, he was the governor. To meet in the golf course. There was probably a golf house there. And they went and they meet in front of the media. And who was there? Was Yishmael ben Netanyahu. He was the first one to meet. The Gam Yishmael Bohema V'Anshehem. And he said to him, or Romney, the one that fell. Okay. Al Tiroh, Gedaliah ben Achikam said to these people, these officers, these generals, don't be afraid. Return to Leimar. Al Tifchudu meha kavdus oil avodas sakastim. Do not be afraid of the heavy yoke of the kastim. Do not be afraid that if you're going to return, you're going to become illegal. You're going to declare yourselves as legal citizens. They're going to tax you, and they're going to make you work for the government. They're going to make you do very things that you didn't do in law. Don't worry, they're not going to do anything to you. You'll be able to have a free life. Ushmu baretz, I advise you to go back to your cities and live there. Ve'ivdu es hamelech be'emunah levad, and have faith, serve the king Nebuchadnezzar with faith. Ve'yitav lochem, and the king will be good to you. Ki hu lo yachbid ha'ol, he's not going to make life difficult for you. And in the meantime, I'm not coming with you. I have to stay here in Mitzpah because I need to lobby and advocate on behalf of the survivors. Hinani Yoshe be Mitzpah, Ritzon Olemar, Lo Eilich Mizeh, Umuchan Ani Tomi Lamod Lefnei HaKastim, Asher Yevo Eileinu B'Mahalchim Derech Po. I have to stay in this location because this is the drop-off point where all of the diplomats from Kastim arrive. Livli Ches
Lohar...
Opposition leader. Okay. Levi Chais. I thought it should be Tais. What do you have? Chais or Tais?
Chais.
Chais. Chais lehara lochem. I don't know what Chais means, but it sounds like Tais, that they're not going to allow them to do harm to you. Ucha Oimer, what is the meaning? What's the summary of this experience? Pasuk? Haloi ha-melech.
To fear.
Levilti chos lehara lehara lochem. And I would have expected to say taste. Taste means to give. In order that they should not allow, the king should not, these people should not bring upon you any harm. I have to stand in their way. So he made clear to these generals, among them Yishmael, I am the new boss in town. Make no mistake about it. I don't want any protests. Make no mistake about it. I'm in charge now. I have a mandate. I have been appointed the Yesh Le'el Yadi, and I have power Limonam Milasos L'chemra, to prevent them from causing you harm. Therefore, leave me where I am. I'll do my job. You go back to the cities. You do your job. Cultivate the land. Let's now rebuild. There is hope. The Churban happened only 2 months ago. Okay, according to this, there is a big discussion in the commentators, when exactly did this happen? Did this happen 2 months after the Churban? Or did it happen a year and 2 months after the Churban? Okay, that's a discussion. When exactly did the assassination of Gedalia? The part of Shad is that Gedalia was assassinated. The Churban took place on Tisha B'Av. And immediately, the very next Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, or the day after Rosh Hashanah, he was killed. Some say, no, it didn't happen so quickly. It happened a year and 2 months. It happened the following Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but whatever it was. So what happens? Pasik v'atem mitzvah. So the next words of the mitzvah, you shall gather, return to Laimar, me'ata al tochoshu pen yikchum ho'ayev. Don't be afraid that if you're going to send out your men to the field and to gather the crops, that it's going to be stolen from you by the costume. Do not be afraid. Ki me'asfav yoch. Do not be afraid. Ki yikochem ho'ayev. Ki me'asfav yochlum. No, it's not so. Those who gather the produce, they will merit to eat the produce. Asher tefastem, and live in the cities which you have settled. Asher chastem, losheves, and which you have seized to settle in. Av ki ata bo v'lo tov swadayin amar asher tefastem. Now the question here is, why is he saying that you have already seized? They have not yet seized the land. They will seize the land. Ki kishi is asfu kvar. Tovsu arm losheves. It just means the poetic expression. That means that when it's as if you have already seen. When you're gathering together to live in the city, it's as if you have already settled the city. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi if there is any. Rashi, there's one Rashi, the kayitz, the vela. Rashi says he told them to go out to the fields and gather wine and kayitz, dried figs. Okay, and then let's see the Radak. Going back to Pasuk Zayin, Asher Basadeh, Ratzulaymar, Bikfarim. The people that were in the villages, the people that escaped, the generals and their soldiers who escaped into the fields, v'hachayolim, heim shebarchu b'bnei ha-kastim, heina v'heina. When the kastim approached Yerushalayim, there were soldiers who escaped. V'ikimu lohem sarim lehisnaik al-piyem. And they made for themselves makeshift leaders to serve as their guide. So here, these people who was mentioned, all these people mentioned, Yishmael and Yochanan, Yonasan, Chulu, they were the leaders of all of these people. The Kayitz, what are Kayitz? So here the Radak differs with Rashi. Kayitz does not just mean figs. Kayitz means any dried fruit. Perusho, Perois, HaKayitz, Shemis Yashim, Aysam, Kmo, Te'enim, Vizulasan. Okay, so all different types of dried fruits that you put in the field to dry, varishon v'kayitz, b'shav, havav yasheni v'ka, what? B'shva, the first v'kayitz, and later we're going to have in the next pasuk, it's going to say the word v'kayitz again in pasuk yud gimel, and there it says it v'kayitz with a komatz. V'yasheni v'kayitz, harbi b'komatz, havav, many times the vav has the komatz. Asher tefastem, she tefastem oisa lo sheves ba, develop the land which you have, which you have seized. Okay, let's continue. Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'gam, and now in addition to these generals and their soldiers who are now returning from hiding in the villages and the field, it says in the pasuk Yud Aleph, v'gam also kol hayudim asher b'moyav uvnei amoin, all of the Jews that escaped, fled to Moab and Bnei Ammon, Uve Edom, three nations, V'asher b'chol ha'aretzos shamu, all of the Jews that were living in other lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, they were afraid that the Churban would come, and they were right, and they fled. Ki nasan melech bavel sheris liyehudu, when they heard that the king of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, has allowed there to be a remnant for the Jewish people in Yerushalayim, and v'chihifkir aleihem es Gedalio ben Achikam, ben Shafan, and they heard that he has appointed Gedalia to serve as the governor, they also return to live in Eretz Yisrael. Vayeshuvu kol hayehudim. They also return. Mikol hamakamaz asher nitchu shom, which they were dispersed, they were pushed away. Vayavohu, and they have come. Eretz Yehuda. They came to Eretz Yehuda. El Gedaliahu hamitzpasa to Gedaliahu hamitzpasa. Vayasvu, and they gathered yayin v'kayitz, wine and summer fruits. Harbe meod, very much. Okay, so here we have already a kibbutz hagolius. Okay, a token fulfillment of the kibbutz hagolius, even though right away things are looking good. The churban happened, it's not even 2 months, it appears like the Shbarach was showing Klal Yisrael Rachmanis, there's law and order, the government, the Nebuchadnezzar, was already giving reshus, they can live, they can be free, they can survive and redevelop the land. Things are looking good. Let's see the pasuk Yud Aleph, a pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzvah of Stav, Asher B'mayav, Asher Baruch Hu Shama Be'es Melchemes Nebuchadnezzar, those who fled there at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, Kinasan, when they heard the good news, Asher Ozav She'eris Lihud V'Asher Hefki, they heard the good news that Nebuchadnezzar, he left over a remnant for the Jewish people, and he appointed Gedal Ben Achikam, and so now they began to return, Asher Nidchu Be'es HaMulcham, all those that were pushed away at the time of war, and they all now came to return. Okay, let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Radak. Pasik, there is no Radak either. Nah, fine. Okay, now we come to the bad news. Even when everything looks good, everything looked rosy, and this is really the real Makeh B'Patish, the final blow that brought the ultimate Churban to Klal Yisrael. Even in many respects worse than the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because we see, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, even though the tragedy was enormous, but at least the Jews were allowed to remain living in the land. And that would mean that they can probably rebuild the Beis HaMikdash very soon. And people already were beginning to return, all the people who escaped. But now, with what's going to happen, it's going to be the end. The land's going to be completely desolate. There's going to be no one living in the land, and there's going to be assimilation, despair, and it's going to set a process that's beyond repair. Because even 70 years later, when there was a pekida to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, very, very few people actually returned to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They never, Klal Yisrael never recovered from what is about to happen now. Here we go. V'yochanan ben Korech. It said that we have over here one of the people who came here was Yochanan. Remember, there were two brothers. One was Yochanan and one was Yoinasan. They were Bnei Korech. So this person who was an associate with Yishmael, V'yochanan ben Korech, v'chol soy ha'chayom asher basodeh, and all of the officers of the army that were in the field, bohu el Gedaliyahu ha'mitzpasa, they called for a private meeting with Gedaliyahu in Mitzpasa, in the capital. The capital, Mitzpah was now serving as the capital for Nebuchadnezzar, where he would stage his authority over the land. V'yoymer elav, and they said, we have a secret thing to tell you, we have a message to tell you. Watch out. This fellow here, Yishmael, he's very jealous of you. And not only is he, and his jealousy has been noted by Hayodah Teda, do you know, Ki Balis. Balis is the name of a person, Melech Bnei Amon, the neighbor, one of the neighboring countries of Eretz Yisrael, the king of Amon. He is very much aware of what has happened. He's very much aware of all of the rivalries in Klal Yisrael. He's a very clever person, and he knows that Yishmael is jealous of Gedaliah. And he has taken advantage of that jealousy to hire him and to persuade him to assassinate you, Gedaliah, so that he can take over as leader. Sholach, he sent Es Yishmael ben Nesanya. Le'akoyscha, he has hired, he has sent Yishmael to kill you, Nafesh, to assassinate you. Veloy, and therefore we're telling you, watch out. And in fact, we want, we're going to see that we're offering to do the dirty work, we're offering to kill him, to habol lahargocha, hashkem lahargo. Now here is the tragic response of Gedaliah. Gedaliah was so innocent, so naive, v'lehemin lahem, he did not believe Gedaliah ben Achikam. He did not believe it. He did not believe there could be such a thing that another Jew would want to kill another Jew over jealousy because I am in charge and he's not in charge. And in fact, this is one of the very important makoros of halach and shulchan aruch of lashon hara. Okay, the whole sefer Chafetz Chaim is all based upon this principle. This principle, which is a very difficult principle, and that is when you hear lashon hara, it doesn't mean you don't believe it. It just means don't act upon it. But you have to be chayish. You have to indeed take into consideration the possibility that someone is planning to harm you.
Was there a political advantage to Amon to assassinate Gedaliah?
Amon, so very good. So the Mepharshim discussed this. Amon was there's a rivalry between Amon and Bavel.
Right.
Amon and Bavel did not see eye to eye. Amon did not appreciate that Nebuchadnezzar was flexing his muscles in this region. And he wanted anyone to control Yerushalayim, which would be the next door neighbor. Dina de Bar Metzra. Amon and Yerushalayim are neighboring cities. So if anyone has control over Yerushalayim, it should be us. How dare someone come from far away, all the way from the east, Nebuchadnezzar, and come and take over Yerushalayim? What's your business? So they did not get along. And Amon, being that they were neighbors with Yerushalayim, they were very well aware of all of the political heads, all of the people who are all the people in charge, all the parties, and all of the rivalries. And when Gedaliah ben Achikam was appointed governor by Nebuchadnezzar, so Ben Melech ben Amon saw this as an opportunity to take his rival Yishmael, who was no tzaddikal to begin with, and to persuade him that for the right price, you know, why don't you go assassinate Gedaliah, and that will create discord, confusion, and then Amon will use their power to appoint you as the new leader, and you'll have everything that you want. That's according to one interpretation. Others say is that no, he was playing them both. He was playing Yishmael, and he wanted to make confusion, and then Amon would kill also Yishmael. Would kill Yishmael, and Melech Amon would take over Yerushalayim. So everyone had their own agenda. Let me see if I could find the words of the Gemara that tell us that you have to be chayish for Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is something which is very. Here it is. This Gemara Masech the Nida, the very end of Masech the Nida. Wow, Mamash end of Shas. The very end. The Gemara says, I read the entire thing. This Gemara is Gemara refers to something that we're going to learn in two parakim from now, and that's that the pasuk seems to hint that Gedaliah was guilty for the death of all the people, all the collateral damage that happened was on Gedaliah's hands. In other words, when Gedaliah was assassinated, it wasn't only Gedaliah. Gedaliah was assassinated with all of his men, all of his servants, plus many other people who were there and came later, as we'll see all the details. There were many, many casualties that came in the wake of the assassination of Gedaliah ben Achikam, and the pasuk later on, we'll see later on, indicates that Gedaliah is guilty for everything. Why? He didn't do anything. He was a victim. The answer is, if he would have been chayish for the Lashon Hara, if he would have taken seriously the message of Yochanan ben Koreach, then none of this would have happened. Ela mitoch shahoyelo lachush. The Gemara says he should have been taken into consideration. Latzas, the counsel of Yochanan ben Koreach, who told him Shama lo ligdaliyahu hayadaya teida ki balis melech ben Amon shalach es Yishmael ben Nesanya lahakoyischa. Nafesh, do you not know that Yishmael ben Nesanya sent for your death? V'lohemin lohem Gedaliyahu ben Achikam uveglal shaloi chosh amale olav hakosav ki ilu horogon. The pasuk holds Gedaliah responsible for the death of all of these people. Okay, I'm going further. Amar Rava, here's the part that I really wanted to mention to you. Hai Lishna Bisha, with regard to Lashon Hara. Afal pi dilikabule lo miboye, you're not allowed to accept it. You're not allowed to act upon it. Mechosh le miboye. If someone comes and tells you Lashon Hara, you have to take it into consideration. And that's the double-edged sword. Where do you draw the balance? Where do you draw the balance? If a business partner and someone says some terrible things to you about your business partner, what are you to do? So it's Lashon Hara. There's no proof. So do you believe it? So the answer is no, you don't believe it. But you have to protect yourself. How do you protect yourself without believing it? That's the tough question, which there is no answer for, which you have to study the Sefer Chafetz Chaim inside out to really find have a handle on this. Tzarech lekabelas advar bikol makam tzarech lachosh lachem li zoher shlo yavoy lidei hefse. That's the lesson that we learn from this pasuk. This was a terrible mistake when it says v'loyhemin lohem gedalia ben achikam. Okay, pasuk tezvav v'yochadan ben koreach amar el gedalia baseisa b'mitzvah. So Yochanan said to Gedalia, Gedalia, listen, I'm telling you it's true. You don't want to believe it? Fine. At least give me permission to take him out, to assassinate Yishmael. For Yochanan ben Koreach, Amar el Gedaliahu baseser secretly by mitzvah. No one knows. In other words, we'll do it in a way where we're not going to get caught. It's not going to be like Watergate. We're going to be able to pull off a scandal in government. We'll be able to pull it off. Okay, this is going to be a, what's it called in the CIA? They have some
black op.
That's what it's called, a black op. Okay, we're going to deny any accountability. We're gonna go do some black op. Let me go. And no one's going to know that it ever happened. We never had this conversation. Because if I'm not going to do this, he's going to get the better of you and he's going to assassinate you. And if you die, he told him, he's very, very clever. He said, it's not just your death. If you die, there's going to be chaos. And the she'eris of Klal Yisrael is going to be in jeopardy. V'nafotsu kol Yehuda, and all of the remnants of the Jewish people will be scattered, hanikbotsim elech, who have gathered to you. The avda, look at these powerful words. The avda she'eris Yehuda. The remnant of the Jewish people, the last glimmer of hope that we have in order to rebuild, to preserve, Klal Yisrael will be lost. It's kedai for you to permit me to give authorization to engage in this covert operation to assassinate your roidef. And here's a very tragic pasuk. This is something to learn from. You know, you have to learn everything in the Tanakh is here to learn from. I'm sure the Shin Bet, this must be part of, you know, the... This has to be in line of the Aleph Beis, the 101. When you are inducted into the Shin Bet, this has to be probably the most important set of psukim for the Shin Bet. Vayoyme Gedaliahu ben Achikam el Yochanan ben Koreach al ta'asei es hadavar hazeh. Don't do it. Ki sheker ata doiver el Yishmael. You are speaking lies.
Why is it?
That's exactly what Chazal criticized. We just read through the whole Gemara. Masech Nida. Chazal are very critical of Gedalia ben Achikam. On the one hand, we mourn his death. He was a tremendous tzaddik. It's a very, very, very complex person. On the one hand, how many people are there in the Jewish calendar whom we mourn, we fast every single year? After, it's a very hard fast. Some Gedalia, coming out of Rosh Hashanah to go into some Gedalia, it's a very hard contrast to go from one to the next. It's a long day, it's not a short day, and it's right after Rosh Hashanah. It's a hard fast. And yeah?
It sounds as though he doesn't want to take a risk, because here he is, he's just getting started in a very shaky, somewhat government.
That's the dilemma. Yeah, that's the dilemma. That is the very big dilemma. You can read a lot. There has been a lot been said about this event. Gedalia ben Achikam was a very holy person, yet he made a tragic mistake in not taking into consideration the possibility that someone's trying to assassinate him. And it's not just him. It's everything that he represents. He was the only person that can carry Klal Yisrael in this very delicate time, and that was put forward to him. And with your death, there's going to be the Avda She'eris Yisrael. And indeed, he was correct. That's what happened. The She'eris Yehuda was Avda, as we mentioned before we started today, and we never recovered. The Bayis Sheni was not a recovery from the tragedy of Gedalia ben Achikam. If there would have been throughout the 70 years of Golas a presence in Eretz Yisrael, it would have been the Bayis Sheni, would have been the Bayis Shlishi. The whole Klal Yisrael would have returned. As long as there would not have been that gap, there would have been the continuum of the Bayis Rishon until the rebuilding, it would have been a different world. And 52 years passed where there was a complete severance between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. There was no Jew living in Eretz Yisrael, and that severance of 52 years was catastrophic for the Jewish continuity, and was suffering from that ad hayom hazeh. The Chazal say not even an animal. The land was poison. It was toxic. There was a toxicity. Can't pronounce the weasel words. And even animals. Right, not even a bird. That's what they say. We mentioned many times that when they go today to build, when they do studies, if they want to build new development, when you send in an expedition team into let's say New Jersey, right? You want to go build a new development somewhere in New Jersey, or even the Eretz Yisrael, wherever you want to go. The first thing you do is you bring in environmentalists. And to check for animal life, that's the rule. You go, you check for animal life. Are there birds? Are there? You check the one, and if there is a lack, there is an absence of a certain type of animal life, that's a warning sign. There's something toxic here. Who knows what has been here 500 years ago? The Indians. Who knows what they did over here? Who knows what's been over here? And there are stories like this. In Eretz Yisrael, I remember that there was a yeshiva that was developed in Eretz Yisrael. And they sent in an expedition team, and there were no birds. There was something strange. There were no birds, and they didn't care. They developed it. They invested millions of dollars, and they developed a certain area. And it turned out that it was toxic, and it was a very big problem. Okay, I don't know the details of that story, but maybe you can Google it. Maybe you can find some. But I don't know. Okay, let's see over here. Let's pasuk Yudalet. And the mitzudo stavet shalach gire oisoy lehakoyscha makos nefesh uchoymer hu v'hu kibel ma'amarav. So Pasuk Yudal says that this king, the king of Ammon, Balas, he went and he hired, he persuaded Yishmael ben Nesanya to assassinate you. And Yishmael ben Nesanya, a Jew, can you imagine, a fellow Jew, was very happy to assassinate. Now the question over here is, how could it be, if it's taka true that Yochanan, Yonasan, that Yishmael ben Nesanya was Mizera Hamluch, he was a descendant of David, how could it taka be, that he would want to assassinate a fellow Jew? So this is a medrash, it's a very bizarre medrash, it's very difficult, because the medrash says that it goes back to his yichus, that I don't have the names of the people, but in Sefer Melachim there was one king that took for himself a non-Jewish wife, and it was besides having for himself wives, he took another wife, a trophy wife, and this trophy wife,
political wife.
Was not, the gegerus was insincere. Gerim, Chazal say, are sapachas, which means a scab, and many Mepharshim interpret it in a very positive light. They're so good, they make us all look bad. I know Gerim like that. They're so good, they're so sincere, they make a regular from birth person look bad. But that's only if the Gerus is a real Gerus. It's a sincere Gerus. Rachmana l'tzlan, when you have a Gerus that's insincere, the Gerus is because, like in this case, it was a forced conversion because he just wanted this trophy wife. Mm-hmm. Then the sapachas is just the opposite. It's a scab. It's a permanent damage to Klal Yisrael. So it seems from the Medrash that this person, Yishmael ben Nesanya, even though he was indeed Mizera Hamalucha, he was a descendant of Tzidkiyahu, and therefore he felt that he deserved the Malchus more than Gedalia. But his yichus from his mother's side, going back a couple of generations, was defective, because her gerus was an insincere gerus. It was a forced conversion that was insincere, and the bad blood now was coming out in this generation where he was going to assassinate his fellow Jew. So it comes out the one that's really guilty, if you want to go back, everyone's guilty, is the king, going back for whatever, a few generations, and he went and he brought into Klal Yisrael a woman who did not convert sincerely, and her bad blood contributed to the terrible event that's mentioned over here. So here he pasuk tezvav, we continue in the story where Yochanan ben Koreach, he was a very good person. This person, Yochanan ben Koreach, you know, v'gam Yochanan ben Koreach zocher latoif. He really wanted to do the right thing. He wanted to serve his country, covert operation, willing to risk his life for Klal Yisrael. He's a real soldier, a real patriot. So he said, El Chana, I'm willing to go on this black op mission. El Chana, Ata Elech Ve'akahu Nefesh Ad Lo Yakucha before he kills you. The ish lo yeda nihikahu. No one's going to know this. The al mahuka. I'll make it look like an accident. Okay, they should make this into a movie. They probably did. Okay, v'nafutsu. And if you don't do this, v'nafutsu yunafutsu mikan v'lo yishor sheris. And if you don't, because if you don't do this, if you don't listen to what I'm going to say, then the entire Kaisal is going to be dispersed. Yunafutsu mikan v'lo yishor sheris nachem yinirem v'kla yishol. Pasek tes vav. He says, so Gedaliah said to El Yishmol, Al Yishmael, I do not give you permission. The mission is not approved. Okay, that's the big dilemma. Perez, who just died not that long ago, if you ever watched the documentaries on Entebbe, it was him. It was his decision. It was his decision. He was the one who had to make the decision should they proceed with Operation, what was it called? Or whatever, Entebbe, to go through. The planes were already in the sky. They were in the sky. They were waiting for the last minute. To the last minute, they were deliberating, but it was on his shoulders to make that decision. And you know, you're dealing with life and death. And it wasn't all like in the movies. There were a lot of tragedies in Entebbe. Besides the general, the leader, Yonatan, there was another soldier.
The elderly woman.
Who knows what they did to her? They probably tortured her. They don't know what happened to her. And there was a hostage that was a young boy that was killed by mistake. He got up to cheer, and then there was a soldier there, Rahman al-Stan, became a paraplegic. He couldn't, and there were other horrors.
This was so, in Uganda?
Uganda.
Entebbe's in Uganda.
Entebbe. On the other hand, what would have been had they done nothing? No one knows. Who knows what would have been? Maybe they got lucky, they would have all gone free. Maybe all of them would have died.
Well, they had the experience of the Olympics before that.
Yeah, so who knows who's to say? And can you imagine the dilemma, Shimon Peres, to make such a decision? It's really mind-boggling if you think about it, to make decisions like this. And here you have over here, Gedaliah is making a decision, and it was the wrong decision. It was clearly the wrong decision. Okay, let's see over here what it says over here in the Radak. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Radak. I think we did the Radak. Everyone was confused. Yeah, we did the Radak. Okay. No, say no. We did the pasuk down the Radak. Yidah balis besamach balis besama altas kesiv altaasei kri ve'inyan echad. Okay. Now we go further. Now we begin perek mem aleph. Okay, story continues. Obviously, this is Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's Tzom Gedali is always the third day of Rosh Hashanah, because according to some opinions, the assassination took place on Rosh Hashanah. According to some, it took place on the second day of Tishrei. We observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so we have to push over until the third day of Rosh Hashanah. But the nafka mina would be that in Eretz Yisrael, that if when it's still nafka mina, because if it would be that it would only be one day in the, I guess during the time of the Bayis Sheni, there was a tekufa during the time of the Bayis Sheni when they only observed one day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. The question was then, when did they observe Tzom Gedaliah? Did they observe Tzom Gedaliah on the second day? I guess they did, or it was the third day. I don't remember the details. If anyone says it actually happened on the third day, let's see. It was in the Chodesh Hashvi'i. Ba Yishmo ben Nesanya ben Elishama Mizera Hamalucha. Now there's Mizera Hamalucha. Now that's over here. All the different insights of why he was willing to go along with the plan of Balis, because he was a descendant of Tzidkiyahu, and he was full of jealousy. Why are you the governor? I should be the governor. The Rabbi HaMelech and the officers of the king. So he had with him he had some followers. Okay, it wasn't just one person. The Rabbi HaMelech, the great ones of the king. Many people felt that the wrong person has been appointed the leader. Sounds familiar? Many people were protesting.
He was an outsider.
Exactly. Gedaliah ben Achikam was an outsider. That's what it seems. And here, Yishmael ben Nesanya was an insider. He was a descendant. And here, the Rabbi Hamalzer and the Rabbi Hamanelech, the people from the government, the Asura Anoshim, he took 10 people who obviously were very wicked people. They participated in the assassination. El Gedaliah ben Achikam Hamitzpas. They came to the capital. They came to the area of Mitzpah. Vayochlu Sham Lechem Yachta Ba Mitzpah. They made believe all is fine and good. They had a nice meal together.
State dinner.
And Vayakom Yishmol ben Nesanya v'aseres hanosh mashochayu itayu. And what did they do? Vayaku es Gedaliyahu ben Achikam ben Shafan b'chedev. And they assassinate him with a sword. Vayomes also, they put him to death. Asher, who do they put to death? They put to death the person, Asher Hifkid, Melech Bavel, Ba'aretz, the one that Nebuchadnezzar appointed in the land. So it was a rebellion against the Nebuchadnezzar as well. That's why this story was a tragedy, because the Jews are rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar. If you kill the appointee of Nebuchadnezzar, that is a statement, we don't hold of your authority, Nebuchadnezzar, and that does not bear well for the survivors in the land. And the Mepharshim, Medayik in the Pasuk, that it was a very brutal assassination. These 10 men, each one was given a chance, he was given a shot. In other words, he was stabbed, it says in the Medrash, he was stabbed 11 times. The 10 men lined up, and each one got a shot to stab Gedaliah. And he didn't die. He didn't die. And then Yishmael came along and he gave the final shot. He gave the final zets, which brought about his death. Okay, let's see.
Do we know historically in terms of Gedaliah, whether in terms of the autonomy versus how much he was a puppet versus he really tried?
He was only, we mentioned when we started, there's a machlekes in the Mepharshim. With the machlekes in the Mepharshim, if this event took place 2 months after, not even 2 months, like a month and a half after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, or it took place a year and 2 months after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That all depends on the following criteria. What day of the week was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So that's a discussion. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, I think, on a Thursday, Yom Chamishi, if I'm not mistaken. But that it could be, not everyone agrees to that. When was Gedaliah assassinated? Some learn he was assassinated on Shabbos. That's also part of the story. So therefore, if you go in the calendar, if this year the Beis HaMikdash, the Tes B'Av is on Wednesday, does that mean that the following year Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos? Or does that mean that in 2 years, in a year and a half, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos? You have to work out the calendar. That's what the issue depends upon. The issue depends upon, we have in Chazal, I don't know where these Mamori Chazal are, we have in Chazal different statements telling us on what day of the week the Beis HaMikdash happened, and we have statements that tell us on what day of the week Gedaliah ben Achikam was assassinated. And when you look at a calendar, you got to figure out, does that mean it happened immediately 2 months after, or does it only work out, those days of the week only work out if there's going to be a gap of a year in between the Churban and the assassination? That's what it would depend upon. Okay. But that would answer your question. If this took place a year and 2 months, obviously he had a lot more authority. Serving as a leader, the honeymoon is only 100 days. But if you're already serving for a year and 2 months, obviously you have already consolidated a lot of power. You're already, if you're in power that long, obviously you have some control. But if you say it's only 2 months already, what already could you have possibly done in 2 months? 2 months is nothing, especially in ancient times, when there's communication, just to get the message out to the people takes months. So what already power could you already have had? But in any event, he was still the person put in charge. Okay, now let's read one more Pasuk. Pasuk, who else did they kill? Here is the tragedy. Gedaliah wasn't the only victim. The ace, Pasuk Gimel, the ace called Yudim Asher Hoyu Ito Es Gedaliah Huba Mitzvah. Not only was Gedaliah killed, all of his followers, all of his people, he had a staff. He was there in government. He had an office. He was like a governor. He had a massive staff. They were all killed. And not only were they killed, the kastim were killed. Because the kastim, this was mitzvah, this was the place where the kastim set up shop to control the region. And when you go and you bring an assassination, you just can't go kill the governor, you gotta go kill everyone. They used an elaborate plan to kill v'yasa kastim asher nimsa sham, ace anshe ha-mulchama, who are the ones that brought this out? The anshe ha-mulchama, hika Yishmael, and all the people of Mulchama, hika Yishmael, went and he killed everyone. It was a massive slaughter, and it was so successful, we're going to see soon, that they were able to hide it. There was no information left the center. No one even knew what happened. This event was hidden from the masses for a significant period of time. So let's see the psukim inside, starting with pasuk aleph and first in the Mitzvot David. Pasuk bo Yishmael me'eretz bnei Amon. Yishmael now arrived from the land of Ammon. I guess he went back to Melech Balis of Ammon to discuss the plans. The Rabbi Hamelech, Hamem Shel Mizera Hamashmos B'Shem, the mem starting in Pasuk Aleph that says Mizera Hamelucha. So the mem Shel Mizera Mishamesh B'Shnayim Koimer Im Rabbi Hamelech Mi Rabbi Hamelech Mizera Hamelucha Umi Rabbi Hamelech. So I guess what he means over here is that the mem means could be applied to both. And not only was Yishmael ben Nesanya from the Zera Hamalucha, he was also, I told you that it means, and also, V'Rabbi Hamelech. It seems that the Mitzvah is not saying that's Pshat. He's saying that the word V'Rabbi Hamelech refers to an identification of Yishmael ben Nesanya. Yishmael ben Nesanya was from a seed of Tzidkiyahu, and he was also one of the leaders of the Malchus. The mem of Mizer applies to both. That is why he was jealous. Okay, that's a very key important point which is brought out by the Mefarshim, which is not expressed explicitly in the Pasuk. Jealousy. Don't underestimate Hakina Hataiva Vehakovoid Maitsines Adamina Oilam. Kina, the koyach of Kina is so great. What it could do, it's incredible, and that's exactly the whole Klal Yisrael was almost destroyed because of this.
By the way, if you follow the calendar way back to the year 70, Tisha B'Av was a Sunday.
But or the Sunday. Okay, you're right. Correct. The missing years, this, that.
No, days.
There are many different opinions here, yeah. In the Hanami. That's why they do. Yeah,
I was
okay.
Looking it up, so.
But that was Al-Piri, I think.
I'm not saying, but this is, I'm just talking about what the iPhone says, you know, you go back and you scroll the years. So the year 70, if you count the year 70s, my focus was 69 or 70, but the year 70 was a Sunday.
This
year,
well. After this happened, did all of them, or most of them, went to Mitzrayim?
Well, they all went to Mitzrayim. After this happened, it took a time, but they all... they all left. They all fled. They all fled to Mitzrayim, and Yerushalayim was desolate for 52 years after this event. Right? We're going through detail exactly what happened. Kepasik beis vayaku kulam hiko. They were all killed. Yishmol levada himisoi. Now vayaku, when we dig this around, he's elaborating, is extracting what it says in the Medrash based upon the dikum in the pasik. All 10 men stabbed Gedaliyahu. Had a brutal death. Had a very painful death. He was stabbed 10 times, and then the one that did the last stabbing was Vishmo Levado Himiso. Asher Hifkit, he was appointed. Kamo al Asher Hifkit. The reason why they assassinated him was out of jealousy. Ritzon Leimar, Hasibahoya al Shifkido Ibaretz Veniskanabo, because he was appointed in the land and they were jealous of him. Es Ansha Mulchama, Kieser Hab Lokach, Kieser Ha'am. Lokach b'shevi k'mo shakosu binyan. Apostle Gimel, and all the Jews that were there were also killed because everyone else, ki yeser ha'am lokach b'shevi k'mo shakosu binyan. Everyone else already fled. Everyone else was already taken captivity to Bavel. So the only ones that were left here in Mitzpah were the anshei hamulchama. They were Jews that were living in Mitzpah, were in this place. And they were killed. And the reason why they are called here the Anshei HaMulchama, they were special people. The regular people were already exiled previously to the land of Bavel. Let us see Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, the Rabbi HaMelech.
The custom too?
What?
The
yes, the custom also. So the Mitzvah is just focusing on those words. Why? I guess he didn't want trouble. Because the
Khan
tell Nebuchadnezzar. Or the Kastan, they would kill him because how dare you assassinate the governor that was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar. That's an act of rebellion. So they have no choice but to go kill these people, these assassins. So in order that they should not be killed, they went to kill them first. Okay, now let's see Rashi, Pasuk Aleph. the Rabbi HaMelech, the Sari HaMelech, Niskanu Bo Shanot Al Gedula. So it seems that Rashi is coming to disagree with the Mitzudos. We read in the Mitzudos that it says the Mem, Mi Zera HaMelucha, the Rabbi HaMelech, the Mem was to be applied to both the Zera HaMelucha and to the Rabbi, as if it says Mi Rabbi HaMelucha. Rashi disagrees. There are two separate statements that he'll be here. Yishmol ben Sanya ben Elishama came together with also the Rabbi HaMelech, and they were all jealous that this outsider has gotten this position of authority. Nothing left for them. Like they're all out without a job. Pasuk Hey, Lahavi. Okay, that's Rei Vayiter. We didn't get that far. Let's see the Radak. Radak, we have a long Radak here. Aleph, Ahi b'chodesh hashvi, k'may mochor chodesh. It means the day after chodesh, v'rosh hashana nerag. It means the morning of Mochar Chodesh. I don't know what he means by that.
Second day.
No, but then he goes on to say, "V'rosh Hashanah Nera Gedali Ben Achikam V'kavu Hatainis B'motzoy Rosh Hashanah B'mnei Shu Yomtev."
Yeah, but he's talking about when we have 2 days Yomtev.
When we have
2 days Yomtev. He was killed on the second day of
Mochar Chodesh,
which is the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
V'rosh Hashanah Negda. But in those days, they only had 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Pashtos. I think Machodesh means just an expression. It means the day after the Chidush Halavan. I don't know what it means. It seems, but he goes on to say explicitly, "V'rosh Hashana Nerag Gedalia Ben Achikam." This is what the Radak says. The Kavu Atainis B'Motzoy Rosh Hashana, on the day after Rosh Hashana, B'nei Shu Yomtev, we don't fast on a Yomtev. He was Mizera Hamalucha, Malchus based David, the Kine Bigedalio Beshefkidoi Melch Babel. He was jealous of Gedalio, who was appointed by Melch Babel, Al Aretz, that I was saying to Zechon Levracha, Darshu, Ki Yishmol Zeh Ben Gerim, I mentioned this to you before, he was a descendant of a Ger. Who was his great grandfather? Ki Yirachneel. Yirachneel was one of the kings. He was one of the kings of Yisrael. Lokach Isha, he took a trophy wife, Ushmo Atorah. A crown. A crown means a trophy wife, right? A crown for show. And she was not Jewish. She was a shiksa. And he converted her against her will. Kimosha kasa b'divrei hayamim. V'yamru, atara zo hoysa goya, ubas mulochim hoysa, d'locha yirachmel, lehis aterba. He took her just to glorify himself with her. Lefisha hoysa bas mulochim. Lefisha therefore, karashma, he called her atara. And they said, "Al tamen beger, do not trust the ger." In other words, if the ger is the suspect of not being sincere, like this was obviously was, her geris was an insincere geris, even questionable if it was a geris, because she was forced to do this only because he abducted her, whatever he took her.
Political. She's from royalty. He needs to
glorify himself. The Amru al Tamein Beger ad Chof Dal Ledoiros. Now, why you get 24? I do not know. How you get 24? Oh, that's it. Umeat Torah Ad Yishmol Ze Chof Dal Ledoiros. Wow. So it was 24 generations back this event took place, and now the blood of Atara, the bad blood of Atara, was coming forth over here and causing Yishmol ben Nesanya to murder Gedalia ben Achikam. It's an amazing chazal. Kemosha kasav sham hinei chara Gedalia. The Rabbi HaMelech, miktsas sorry HaMelech tzidkiyahu kilo holchu kulo iimo. So not all of them went. It says over here, the Radak is saying a combination of both what Rashi and the Mitzudos Tavis said. It says that who went, you take the Mem, Mizra HaMelucha, and Umirabe HaMelech. Not that Yishmol Nesanya ben Elisha was one of the great ones of the king, the officers. It means who went with him, Yishmol Nesanya, and some of the Rabbi HaMelech. A few of them, not all of them participated in this plan.
The other ones were gone.
The other ones
went
with Tzidkiyahu,
they were probably killed.
Possibly. Okay, doesn't say what happened to the other ones. Where were the other ones? Doesn't say. Either they went with Tzidkiyahu to Golis, or they just stayed home. What do we need this for? Malan or Letzor Hazos. We don't want to participate in the plan to go kill the Tzadik. Pasuk Beis HaShahifkid, Perish, Shekinim, but everyone keeps on emphasizing this one point, jealousy. Bavur Shefkid HaMelech Bavur Baris, because he was appointed as the king in the land. Okay, now let's go a little further. We have another 2 minutes. Pasuk Dalet. Vayihi Bayoim Hasheni Lehamis Es Gedal Yahu V'ish Lo Yodah. It was day 2. It was already more than, it was 24 hours since he was assassinated, and guess what? No one knew. There was no leak to the media. It was such a...
Exactly.
It was such a successful plan. There was no one. There was no one to release this information.
They were still Yidden alive.
Of course, all over. They were in Yerushalayim. They were living Yidden in Yerushalayim. They were Yidden living all over Eretz Yisrael, it seems. That's what we're going to see over here now. But the assassination took place in Mitzvah. And now what happens over here is another tragedy. Some innocent people come to visit Gedalia ben Achikam. These people, they're innocent people. They're living, where do they live? In Shechem and Shiloh and Shomron. They were living there. Vayavohu anoshe mishchem, mishiloh, umishomron. People from these three parts of Eretz Yisrael, they come to Mitzvah, to arrive in Mitzvah, to visit Gedalia. How many people came? Shmoinimish, 80 people. Migulche zokon. Their beards were cut off. Ukruib v'godim, their clothing were ripped, umisgoidedim, and they gashed themselves. They were bleeding from gashes in their body. Why? Because they were mourning over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And this means that we'll go into the Mefarshim soon. These people did not even know until this day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, if you learn that this event took place 2 months, a month and a half after Churban Beis HaMikdash, so it's not so far-fetched to understand how they didn't know. There was no modern communications, and there was a siege, so the information did not travel. So it just happened that when they came to Mitzvah, they found out, so immediately they write Kriya, they cut their hair, they cut themselves, which is Shkoloik HaLocha, you're not allowed to cut, Lois Tiskoidu Al HaMeis, but for whatever reason, they could not control themselves, or they were ignorant of the halacha, and they did what their pagan neighbors did upon death. They cut themselves, and this pasuk, by the way, is a very important pasuk in Chazal. Chazal learned that if a person hears the besorah, even at a later point in time, you mechuyev to rice kriya, even when it's not b'shas ma'is. So you hear besorah at a later point in time, like what they did. It was at least 2 months later, a month and a half later, they rice kriya. Other commentators say that even the bigger chiddush, if you learn that this event took place a year and 2 months later, so it's even more bizarre. A year and 2 months, they still did not know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And possibly there was such a siege, the Churban was so enormous, there was no traveling from one part of the country to another part of the country. In any event, they came in their hands u'mincha u'levayna b'yadam. They came in their hands with the mincha meal offering and levayna b'yadam lahavi beis Hashem. Now, what exactly does that mean? According to the first interpretation, when they came, they thought that there was a Beis HaMikdash. So they were coming to make aliyah. They were coming to bring a carbon. They found out now for the first time, so they ripped their clothing. Other commentators say, a very important halacha, they found out the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but there is a halacha that you can bring korbanos even though you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You just need to know the precise location of the Mizbeach. As long as you can identify the precise, with precision, perfect precision, exactly where the Mizbeach is located, so all you need to do is put up some shmatas, some mechitzas, like you go to a kiddush or whatever, go to a simcha, they put up some shmatas for a kiddush, and you put a mechitz around the Mizbeach for privacy, and you build a basic Mizbeach that's a square, a perfect square with four corners. You don't even need to have all of the exact details of what the Mizbeach needs. As long as it's on the location of where the Mizbeach is, you're allowed to bring korbanos. And in fact, this was a very controversial thing for many years. Bizman hazeh, what?
You need a kohen miyuchas,
and you need big day kahuna. And what about tumah v'tayra? So tumah hutra b'tzibur. Even though we're all tumei meis, so especially let's say a carbon yachin you can't bring. But what about bezman hazeh bringing a carbon pesach?
We use that as a raya that they brought carbon pesach.
After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, exactly. So in Echadamim, even going back 100 years. Even more, when things were quiet in Eretz Yisrael, and people believed they knew where the place in Mizbeach was, so there were many shilas, and why indeed, Bizman HaZeh, do we not offer a Korban Pesach? If we can identify the place of the Mizbeach, technically we should be allowed to bring a Korban Pesach, Bizman HaZeh, even though we're all Tmei Meis, because of the principle of Tumah, Hutra, Bitzibor. And Pesach is more unique, more important than any other carbon, because Pesach has the punishment of Karis. If you don't bring a carbon Pesach, you have Karis. Whereas all other korbanos do not involve the penalty of Karis.
What about Karis going on Har Bayis?
So, Tumah Hutra Bitzibor. You're only not allowed to go on the Har Habayis for no purpose.
Oh,
but if you go in there to bring a carbon, there should be no difference. So indeed, this was a very popular question that was discussed by the Gedolei, by the Gedolei Hadar for generations. Why, Bismat Hazed, do we not bring a carbon Pesach? And they want, some want to learn Mamish Pshat in this Pasuk. Over here, it's clear as day that they were Meguchei Zakan, Ukrei Begadim, Muskaidim, so they knew clearly that the Mikdash was destroyed. And yet, so what? We can still go and bring a carbon. Umincha ulevayna biyadam lahavi beis Hashem. It's a fair shapasik in Navi. You can go. You can bring a carbon, a mincha ulevayna to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Here they were tahar, obviously, because they had still the paraduma water, and they had kohanim, and they had the bigdei kahuna. So what's holding them back? So we have a problem. We don't have a problem of tumah de mitzibur. And as far as bigdei kahuna, so it's not a problem because we don't have tcheles with certainty. So there are all ends to every single kasha, but it's not going to happen anyway. First of all, today no one can say anymore that we know where the Mizbeach is. Okay, that's a given. No one knows where the Mizbeach is. It's Dome of the Rock. It's not Dome of the Rock. It's even if no one knows today. And and also today the common answer is no Kohen Miyuchas.
Right.
And Bidei Kahuna. And then they want also tie in it is that even though Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor, but Ziva is not Hutra B'Tzibor. The person is a Zav. Person is a Zav. So what is Ziva? We don't even know what Ziva is. So they also, are we Bismanas at Tamit Tumas Ziva? So there are many, many, obviously today it's not going to happen that we're going to the current Pesach on the days Hamidish. But here is one of the very important psukim which delve into this ish. Let's just read them first and we'll stop.
So
there's the same answer for what does it mean that they were misguidedim. They had cuts on their body. Cutting your body is an issur deraisa. Lois tiskoidu al hames. So the answer is they were either ignorant. They were ignorant of the halacha, and the pagans would cut themselves, so they followed the common custom. Same thing, the custom was that they had a beard, but if you were in mourning, you cut off your beard. So they did things which were shalaika halacha. That's the simple answer. Or out of frustration, maybe it just means that they lost their minds. The midrash was destroyed, they pulled their hair out of frustration, it was like they were in oinus. They cut their bodies, they knew the halacha, but out of extreme, people do when you're in a state of extreme frustration, you do things that you never imagined would have thought of doing.
Well, that's why by supposedly it says that before you say Bnei Yerushalayim, you're supposed to make sure before
No knife. There's no knife on the table, because the person will stab himself in a chanami. How can you stab yourself? You're not allowed to take your life. When you're in a state of agmas nefesh, you don't know what can go through a person's mind. Today, there's almost nothing that a person to commit suicide. There's no one today that's going to say that you don't bury him in a Jewish cemetery. It's not shaykh today.
It's not in his right mind. That's
it's not shaykh today. The understanding of mental illness is known. It's understood. You can never judge a person. And what Chazal had mean when it means yimabed asma ladas. It's something which is like a ben suramar. It never happened. Because what that means exactly, it means a person is a healthy person, it's lahachis. But Rahman al-Islam, we know today that it's not so. It's due to severe depression and Rahman al-Islam, all of the various issues relating to mental illness. Okay, let's just read the pasuk. Let's read the pasuk in the Mitzudas, one pasuk. We'll finish. Pasuk Hey, Meguchei Zakan, Derech Tsar Va'Avel Al Churban Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash V'Golus Yehuda. They had terrible tsar over the Churban Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash V'Golus Yehuda. L'Havi Beis Hashem Yitachin Shagam Achar Churban Hikriv Al Mizbeach. It's exactly what I told you before. This Chiddush is a very important Chiddush. That even when there is no Beis Hamikdash, you are allowed to bring Korbanos. Uchumay Shakasav Rav Sedin Zohar Levracha Shamatish. I heard. This is Masechet Gemara. Okay, it's a Gemara. Shemakrivin afalpi she'ein bayis. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Hey, Lovei Hashem kishenasu mi beisam. Rashi learns that when they began to travel from Shiloh, from Shomrein, and from Shechem to Yerushalayim, so lo hayu kishenasu mi beit mi bateim lo hayu yoidim b'churban bayis. Over derech shamu, and when they were traveling, they got a message. V'karu b'gudeyem, v'gilchu zikonam. They cut their clothing, they ripped their clothing, and they pulled out their beards. Umisgoydedim l'shoin srita. They made gash in their body. Radak v'gulchay zoknem v'kuri b'gadim alchur meis hamidosh. Umisgoydedim shesartu b'sritas b'sarm lech b'sarm l'ovel. They made gashes in their body due out of mourning. Lahali Beis Hashem, Kikish Nasu Mimukaimum, Loh Yodu Bukum Rabbis, Uksh Shamu Deir Golhu Zukan Vikarbig Deim, Vihiskoidu, Vitamehu, the Radaki asks a question, Min Hachoidesh Hachamishi, how could it possibly be that they did not know from the fifth month, which Chodesh Av, Shkav Rabbis, Ara Chodesh Hashri until Rosh Hashanah, they didn't know. Eich lo shamu b'shiloi v'shchemu v'shemron ki nilkudo Yerushalayim, these plays are just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Yerushalayim. They didn't know about it. Today, with technology, we would know before it happened. Email, we would know before it happened. They didn't even know a month and a half. V'chor v'abayis v'golu Yisrael m'mena v'yeish l'farish ki shamu b'kibush Yerushalayim v'golus Yisrael m'mena. So he says the answer, very chiddush. They heard about the conquest and they heard about the exile, but they never imagined that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Interesting. People thought the worst comes to worst, will be exile, will be under new authority. But to destroy the Beis Hamikdash? Never. Hashem would never let that happen. It was a shock. That's an incredible insight into the frame of mind that people were in. When the goal is healed, Mimena, Avu Choshu Kevan Shehishir Nivu Zar Adon Dalas Aretz Hishir Gam Beis Hamikdash. That was the assumption. Shaloi Natsisu. It's a treasure. It's an historical treasure to preserve the Beis Hamikdash. Why would even the Goyim Shaloi Natsu V'Sarfu Kuloi Oymiktsase? At least not entirely. Sheakrivu had nisharim be'aretz karbonoseim. The kevan sheshom der shenisha based Hashem kalu bigdeim v'shamu gamken ki melech bavel hifkid gedal be'aretz v'hayibam elova. They heard that there's a new governor in town, and therefore they made a detour on their way to Yerushalayim. They stopped off at Mitzpah to pay homage to the new governor Gedal ben Achikam. Little did they know that he was also dead. That he's also been assassinated, and now they're going to meet up with Yishmael, who is going to kill him also. To kill them over here, the tragedy of these innocent people, these any people, they're also going to be, most of them are going to be killed. Okay, so after Pasuk Vav, we'll have to stop here. To be continued, the suspense is to be continued. Okay, Rabbi.